Welcome to today's deep dive. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2026, and I'm so glad you're in the room with us today.
Yeah, we have a really fascinating one for you all today.
We really do, because imagine building a perfectly oiled, highly profitable business where you never, and I mean never, have to put out a daily fire again.
Right, like the absolute dream scenario for a founder.
Exactly. Your team is autonomous, the margins are fantastic, but then you discover that this exact operational perfection is the very thing that's, well, about to bankrupt you.
It is a terrifying realization.
It really is. And to understand why, we have a stack of fascinating internal strategy documents on the desk today. They're psychological frameworks from a company called Playbook Ops.
Yeah, and if you've seen their materials, you know that aesthetic. They use this really sleek gradient green and teal Play Bettina logo.
Oh, yeah. It visually just screams momentum.
It does. And it's a very deliberate design choice that perfectly matches the operational philosophy we're going to explore.
Right, because our mission today is laser focused on one very specific elite tier of business operations. They call it level four, the scalable leader.
Right, we're dissecting why having a highly stable, predictable business is suddenly, you know, no longer enough.
And why being perfectly organized might actually give founders a false sense of security in the AI era. So, okay, let's unpack this. What exactly makes a company a level four?
Well, to understand their blind spots, we have to look at the mechanics of where they currently stand. According to the Playbook Ops diagnostic roadmap, you hit level four when you score between a 70 and an 84.
Okay, so a pretty high readiness assessment score?
Very high. Operationally, these companies are exceptionally stable. We aren't talking about businesses where SOPs are just like dusty binders on a shelf.
Right, they actually use them.
Exactly. Their standard operating procedures are living documents. They're widely adopted by the staff.
So if I'm picturing this, onboarding a new employee actually works smoothly.
Smooth as butter.
And cross-functional delegation happens without the CEO needing to CC themselves on every single email thread.
That is the defining feature right there. Mm. Exceptionally low founder dependency.
Wow.
Yeah. The leadership team is finally able to think strategically about, say, a three-year horizon.
Because the frontline managers are handling the three-week horizon completely independently.
Exactly. They run the day-to-day.
Which feels like the absolute finish line for most entrepreneurs. I mean, it's like they've finally upgraded from a frantic manual stick shift to a luxury automatic transmission.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, like the car drives beautifully on its own. But if they're doing everything right, why does the Playbook Ops framework suggest they need a massive strategic shift?
Well, what's fascinating here is the internal mental shift happening inside the mind of that leader.
Okay, how so?
Because their brain is no longer hijacked by daily emergencies, their fundamental question has evolved. They are no longer walking into the office asking, how do we stabilize?
Right, because they've already solved that puzzle.
Exactly. So the question dominating their executive meetings now is, how do we accelerate?
Oh, interesting. So the remaining friction isn't chaos.
No. Not at all. The friction is disconnected intelligence and manual coordination.
Disconnected intelligence. I want to drill into that. Are we talking about the seams between different departments?
Yes, precisely. Think about the manual coordination still required to move information from one perfectly good system to another perfectly good system.
Okay, so like an HR software and an IT platform.
Right. You might have an immaculate HR platform and an immaculate IT provisioning platform. But to onboard that new hire, a human manager still has to read an alert in System A.
Then mentally process the context.
Exactly, and manually trigger a sequence in System B. The systems are perfectly stable.
But the intelligence required to bridge them is entirely human.
Which is an incredibly slow and expensive way to operate, even if it feels organized.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And this brings us to the emotional core of this framework, which I found absolutely riveting in the source material.
It's a really deep psychological dive.
It is. We're moving from observing their internal stability to looking at their perception of external threats. Because despite all their confidence and momentum, these leaders harbor this quiet paranoia.
Yeah, the framework explicitly calls this their deeper emotion.
Right. The biggest fear is spelled out in the sources. The quote is, "We're operationally strong today, but will someone else use AI to outpace us tomorrow?"
It's a very specific modern anxiety.
They are terrified that they spent the last 5 years meticulously documenting human workflows, only to be lapped by a competitor who figured out how to automate the whole thing in 5 months.
It's the fear of obsolescence, disguised as optimization.
Wow.
They look around their perfectly functioning office and wonder if they've just built the world's most efficient blockbuster video right before streaming took over.
Oh, that is brutal, but so accurate.
Right. They know they have the structure,
Yeah.
but they don't know if that structure can handle the sheer velocity that AI is bringing to their specific market category.
So, what does this all mean? I have to play devil's advocate for a second.
Sure, go for it.
If I am the CEO of a level four company and I'm paranoid about AI eating my market share, shouldn't I just go buy some AI tools? I mean, isn't this just a tech stack problem?
You would think so.
Like, I could just mandate that my marketing team use ChatGPT, buy a few optimization tools, install an automation layer, and boom, problem solved.
That instinct right there is exactly what the source text identifies as the false solution.
Or that's what they think they need.
Wait, really? Why is that false?
Because these leaders naturally assume they can buy AI the way they buy office furniture or a new CRM, but the diagnostic-driven AI operations roadmap issues a severe warning about this.
Especially for anyone advising them, right?
Exactly. Handing these sophisticated operators random automation tips or like a canned PDF of AI tools is dangerous.
Oh, I see. Because if I am that CEO running a highly sophisticated operation, I'm instantly going to realize they don't actually understand the complexity of my business.
Right.
It feels like an insult to their intelligence.
Yeah.
It makes them subconsciously ask, is this real or just marketing language?
It risks turning a serious operational upgrade into superficial personality test marketing.
Exactly. They don't want a BuzzFeed quiz. They want enterprise-level diagnostics.
Which means we have to pivot. If generic AI deployment triggers their skepticism, what does the diagnostic roadmap actually prescribe as the solution?
The core truth of the level four transition is this: they do not need more isolated tools. What they actually need is operational intelligence.
Operational intelligence. Okay, so we're talking about a mandatory strategic reframe.
Yes. The next competitive advantage is operational intelligence.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because I was trying to picture this conceptually.
Okay, what did you come up with?
It's like moving from a house with a lot of really nice separate appliances to a fully integrated smart home.
Oh, I like that. Walk us through that mechanism.
Well, you have the lights and the thermostat, which represent your SOPs and your workflows. They work perfectly on their own, but right now they don't talk to each other.
Right, someone still has to manually flip the switch.
Exactly. When the house gets too hot, you manually walk over and turn down the thermostat. Operational intelligence is the house learning your habits and adjusting the temperature before you even walk in.
That is an excellent visualization of the roadmap milestones for this phase.
Thank you.
At level four, you aren't building the thermostat anymore. The roadmap says you're moving away from manual coordination and you're building connected workflows.
So, achieving AI-enhanced execution.
Yes, and the ultimate goal is establishing predictive operational visibility.
Let's break down that last one. Predictive operational visibility. How does that practically differ from what they already do?
Well, a standard level four company has great dashboards. But a dashboard is essentially a rearview mirror.
Because it's historical.
Right. It tells you your supply chain bottlenecked last Tuesday. Predictive visibility uses AI to analyze leading indicators across those connected workflows.
So it tells you the bottleneck is going to happen next Thursday before it even happens.
Exactly. And honestly, I want to pause here and ask something directly.
Yeah.
What stands out to you about your own workflows?
That's a great question for you listening right now.
Are your workflows just well documented, or are they actually intelligent and connected? Does a human have to notice an error, or does the system flag it and suggest a correction before it impacts the client?
That is the exact gap level four needs to
It
cross.
really is.
So now that we have the goal of operational intelligence clearly defined, how do we execute the next phase? How does Playbook Ops actually engage this highly sophisticated, scalable leader?
The messaging has to completely change. You cannot use fear-heavy messaging or talk about beginner documentation problems.
There's no chaos to rescue them from.
Exactly. The engagement must be positioned as executive optimization. The sales motion has to feel like speaking with an executive peer, a strategic advisor, or an operational futurist.
An operational futurist. I love that term.
It works so well. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Playbook Ops operates as a force multiplier here.
Right. Transforming the organization from merely a scalable organization into an AI-enhanced market leader.
Precisely.
But the mechanism they use to achieve this, it's really clever. The diagnostic roadmap. They don't build a fully dynamic custom AI generator from day one, do they?
No, they use a semi-dynamic roadmap. They take the organization's assessment score, inject their category strengths and weaknesses, and plot their specific operational gaps.
So it dynamically slots their specific friction points into a proven architectural framework.
Right, so it feels completely bespoke and personalized without needing a massive engineering lift for every single client.
That is so smart. And that drives us right to the call to action. Because for a level four leader, low-friction beginner CTAs like downloading a free PDF are just insulting.
It signals a fundamental misunderstanding of their complexity. They need high-level leverage.
So, what are the specific recommended CTAs from the framework?
They recommend things like an executive AI operations strategy session or an operational intelligence assessment.
By calling it an executive strategy session, you remove the feeling of a vendor pitching a product.
Exactly. It elevates the conversation to a board-level imperative.
It speaks directly to their existential desire for market leadership. So let's recap this journey. We've taken a deep dive into the comfortable but vulnerable world of the level four scalable leader.
Right, those scoring 70 to 84 with stable operations and low founder dependency.
But who are secretly terrified of being outpaced by AI? And we shifted the mindset from simply buying random AI tools to building true operational intelligence.
With connected workflows and predictive visibility.
Yes. So, speaking directly to you, the listener, if your business runs smoothly without you, congratulations.
Seriously, it's a huge achievement.
It is. But realize that stability isn't the finish line. In the AI era, it's simply the starting line for the real race.
Which leaves us with a final, lingering question to explore on your own.
Oh, this is the big one.
If your company is perfectly optimized around human effort, what happens when your competitor perfectly optimizes around AI effort?
Wow.
What if your beautifully documented, highly efficient human workflows are exactly what's blinding you to the fact that humans shouldn't be doing those tasks at all anymore?
That is such a provocative thought to leave on. As the manual coordination fades away, the challenge isn't just upgrading your software. It might be time to take that executive assessment and step into the future of operational intelligence. Because having a perfectly running machine is a beautiful thing, right up until the moment the industry realizes we don't need machines like that anymore. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.